Is it okay to say I'd quite like to be our next guest?
Oh, I really, it's slightly weird and slightly concerning for her.
I know it's weird, but I would. It's Dawn French is on Heart Breakfast.
Hello, Dawn.
Hello. You wouldn't want to be me because you've got to wear an industrial bra all the time.
I wouldn't want
to be doing that.
I don't know. I tell you what it is, right?
Yeah.
To sit there and write in a house in Cornwall overlooking the sea.
Yeah, that is true. I do that.
Sounds like what I would want to do because you're your own boss and you can just look out of the sea and go, I'm bored, I'm going to go and have a pasty. And
that's true.
Okay, isn't it?
Actually, you have got my life off to a tee. And you know what? If they were better for you and better for your heart, I would actually eat a pasty every single day of my life because it is the food of the gods.
What excites me slightly with this, your third novel,
yes,
and I'm going straight for it.
Do.
Wow. I've heard that you've delved into a very deep part of your mind, m'lady.
I certainly have.
Wow.
There is a little bit of sauce in this novel. Yeah. This is a woman who is deciding to change her mindset and she's going to say yes to many more things. Mm. And certainly, Rosie Kiddo does say yes to more things than you would ever imagine.
Wow. What I love most about it, though, is that you found it a little bit weird writing this particular bit in your house in Cornwall.
I did.
And what did you have to do to cope with it?
Well, first of all, I had to fan myself quite a lot. It did get a bit steamy in my office. But I did a very strange thing, and I still to this day can't quite work out why I did it. But I would close the door.
I
normally have the door open to the rest of my house. But I realised if I closed the door, I just felt more private.
Yeah.
Although, for goodness sake, this wasn't going to be private for very long, was it?
Well, I was going to say, people you know are going to read it. And I know if I was reading some sauciness that a friend of mine had written, I'd be like, oh, that's what she's really like.
No, well, I suppose you have to plumb the depths and the widths and the heights of your own experience. But you also have, or at least I have a hope, an imagination.
Yeah.
So I suppose what you are revealing to people is a little bit your kind of fantasies about how it might be. And it's very surprising, let's put it that way.
Cheeky.
It's not what you think. It unpeels and unpeels and unpeels. And you I mean, that's not the only thing in the book, obviously.
No, it's the bit that we're most excited by. I thought being embarrassed about writing it.
Well, I wasn't embarrassed exactly, but I just certainly got a bit hot.
Now, I do have a bone to pick with you because famously back in the day, you might have snogged one of my favourite men for comic relief, so I'll let you off, Hugh Grant.
Which one? Hugh Grant,
yes. But then I discovered the most incredible story about you and my ultimate man. He is number 1 to 5, despite being married, of my laminate list.
Yes.
Brad Pitt. How
did
you snog him?
Oh, my goodness. I was in a restaurant with Jennifer. We were having a business lunch with a playwright. And Terry Gilliam, do you know him?
Yeah.
He walked in and he's a film director.
Yeah.
He's one of the Pythons. And I know him a little bit. And I said, hey, what are you doing? He said, oh, I'm meeting a guy that I'm doing a film with, a film called 12 Monkeys. And I thought, never heard of it, didn't know what he was talking about. Yeah. And off he goes and sits down. And then the angel that is Brad Pitt walked into the restaurant.
He probably just descends, doesn't he?
I just couldn't, but he's so beautiful. And he went over and sat to talk to Terry Gilliam. I thought, oh my God, that's who you're talking to. So anyway, I made an excuse to go to the loo and I got a pad and pen from one of the waiters and I wrote a note to Terry Gilliam that said, make Brad Pitt kiss me like he loves
me
or I will kill your family.
And Jennifer sat there knowing nothing.
She knew nothing. She didn't know this. I saw the letter being delivered to Terry Gilliam, who winked at me. Then I actually did get on with my meeting that I was having and suddenly Brad Pitt was in front of me going, hey Dawn, oh my God, can we get together? Shall I call you and we'll arrange something? And then he leaned over and kissed me. To my eternal regret, I hadn't quite turned fully, so it was half on, half off the lips. That's good enough.
You know, you were talking about going to your dark place, that fantasy that you just lived out, that would be mine.
Yeah. That's a very bright place.
You've got to take it where you can, do you know what I'm saying?
Even if it's Brad Pitt, even if it's shoddy.
I have to say, this is going to sound really odd now, but I've got to tell you, once I was in the village where Dawn lives and everyone went, this is where she lives. And they went, that's her. And I looked up and because you just would. And there was a man with an apron on wandering around. And I was like, and it was Sunday. I thought, her man's cooking her Sunday lunch. And he just popped out for a bit of fresh air.
How recently was this? How recent?
Oh, a year or so ago.
Maybe. Yeah, that was him.
And I was just like, that's so cool. And I looked at him. And to be honest, from the distance, it could have been Brad Pitt. Because you couldn't, yeah. I wasn't that close to see really who it was. Could
listen,
just see a male
figure. Have rejected Brad Pitt in favour of my actual husband.
Yes, your actual husband, Mark.
He's much more handsome and much better in the kitchen.
He's a keeper. So sweet.
Yes.
And he wears an apron. Yeah.
He wears an apron. What's not to love?
Yep.
So according to, yes, Dawn French, the book sounds absolutely amazing.
Yes.
We really love chatting.
Could you just get a little bit more less brilliant for the rest of us, please?
Next time, could you come back and just be a bit of a failure? Is that all right? Just
a bit normal.
Well, listen, guys, I hope you enjoyed the book. And I've loved talking to you. Enjoy the sauce along with the funnies.
I'm going straight to the sauce, you know, like
too.
When you were at school.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dawn French.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.